Shir Ayin Beis and Bava Kama continued. Chav Ir Hitov Shemem Gimel. May.
If we be muchach from this Gimel, that the reason of Lekes between Rav Chizde and Rav Lozo, because according to the other ultimate motion in Gimel, there is no machlekes whatsoever between Rav Chizde and Rav Lozo. But Maramachotel Twigge, Rav Chizde is reference to the Yechides L'Peireis, Veinu Yuchat Mishmori, where it's belong, it's the joint Veshus, it belongs to both of them, the Magid and the Nizek in regard to Peireis, and it's the exclusive Veshus of the Nizek in regard to Shmori. So that's what Rav Chizde discusses, and Rav Lezer in such a case is made according to the other lotion, and Rav Lezer has reference to a case of Yechides L'Peireis and Yechides L'Shmori. So Rav Lezer says for that, and Rav Chizde also the made a thing. But here, the Gemara Rav Lezer is implying that only in the case of Chotam Yechides L'Peireis lack of man, the Loi was there, the Loi was there, L'Shmori in Yisrael, is what I mean. But Chotam Yechides, L'Shnei L'Peireis, and Loi was there, the Loi was there, L'Shmori, then it's for that. So that means that Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer is chelik and Rav Chizde. Now, Tesfes is equating the case of, that's why it's so confusing here anymore. Tesfes is equating, I mean, and there is good logic in making this equation. But Tesfes here is equating the case of Miochebes with Lozer with parents. And Loi was there, the Loi was there, Mishmorim, with the case of Yechides Lozev with Peireis, who in Nizek Mishmorim. I mean, at all. Because all that the Gemara is implying here, that only in the case of Chotzerab Yechides with Peireis Lechotem, the Loi was there, the Loi was there, Mishmorim Yisrael. Masha'im came, Chotzer Ham Yechides with Shneim with Peireis, the Loi was there, the Loi was there, Mishmorim, so then he's Chotzer. But the Gemara is not implying that in the case of Chotzer Am Yechides L'Shnei L'Peireis, who in Nizek L'Shvorim, he is also Potter. But apparently Tesfes holds there is no difference whether it's Miuchet only to the Nizek, to L'Shvorim, or it's neither to the Nizek nor to the Mazik, because he is just as negligent. Now in the case where it's Miuchet to the Nizek, for Shvorim. So then, when the Mazik share, Ruben share, the Nizek is Shimon, and Ruben is the owner of the Mazik. So, in the case where that Abelezer and Rav Chizde discuss of Miyachedes with parents, Miyachedes Lozer and Lozer with parents, who Miyuchet with Shvorim, Lechat, with Nizek. So there, we say he's higher. Why is he higher? One says that he's higher and one says that he's potter. So as far as Shvorim is concerned, it's the exclusive issues of the Nizek. But the Mazik has no right to let the share go there. Now the case of Loi was there with Shvorim and Miyuchet Lishneyev with Peireis. So again, the Mazik Ruben has no right to let his share be there. But he has no right to let his share be in that Chotzer because it belongs to a third party. But the net result is the same. The share is still his trespasser, whether he trespasses under the shoes of the Nizek or he trespasses under the shoes of the third party lady. Does it make any difference? The net result is that he is a total trespasser, the share. So the Melech seems it is implicit in this Gemara that according to Rav Lezer, only in the case of Miyachedes Lechem on the Peres, the Loi was ever Loi was ever Shvorim Yisrael. But Miyachedes Lishnei on the Peres, and Loi was ever Loi was ever Shvorim. So he's put there, so it should follow that the same thing is true of Miyachedes Lishnei on the Peres, or in Nizek Lishvorim, also the same thing, because what difference does it make? As far as Peres is concerned, so it's Miyuchet Lishnei and Peres. As far as Shvorim is concerned, so in one case, it's Loi Lozeh, the Loi Lozeh, And in that case, it's only the reason. But like Arashonish Abed, even in the case where it's Lulaze and Lulaze, so the Sheikh Abazi is a trespasser. So, does it make any difference whether he trespasses under the shoes of the Nizeh, or he trespasses under the shoes of the third party? It doesn't make any difference. So, while one could be abstinent and make a distinction, but it wouldn't be reasonable. So that's why Teisa says, Teine de Masha, Holy Shneim de Beiris Kota, Vinkei Tipshit Nehochet, Vinkei Tipshit Nehochet, Vinkei Tipshit Nehochet, Vinkei Then we saw in the Galse, Lozev is falling, Kashi, the tip shape, the way to make the head of the shame of the parents, the Hoshe the Hot Hagi, Apo Pishinish, the Shusu Madi, Lamia Shom Shere, Kosh and Hikad in the head of the shore, wow, Hoshe Hot Hagi, the Apo Pishin the head of the shame of the parents. Now, according to the other Gilse, which is the Gilse, our Gilse, and the Gilse of most the shame, the Lee, the Rambam, the Rai, the Ten, the Nakis, the Stasis, not the Rosh, the Mutiense. So, in the Sakhul Shonol, so we are getting Kuber of Tarni, Reisha the Hotzeran Yechedes, with the Israel, is the exclusive issues of the East. Veloze, Vishmori. That's the Gilsi here, and that you doubt it of doubt. So, Mele, the Blazer is saying, according to that Gilsi, that in the case of Yechedes, with the Israel, Yechedes, with the Israel, ולוזר לשבורים, איתי זה חוצר המיזה. איתי זה חוצר המיזה. So he says, הוא צפור ומגרס לוזר לשבורים, קשי יפה. איתי פשי, ובדוי גם יחדש לשני מפיירי, לכל שבו לחוצר המיזה, אבותי שיש. So, the way to be given the Chedis Lishnei and the Peres. So, the way to be given the Chedis Lishnei and the Peres. They call it with Hotzer Amizek, Avalpi, Shedish Rishus, Limazik Lam Yachsham Shir. So according to this Gilse, Reblezer, he says explicitly here, Reblezer is the Asim Amire, who is involved in the Machlekes with Rafizne. And there are two issues in the Gemore, as to whether he's really Chilik and Rafizne, or Marom HaKode, or Marom HaKode, or Rafizne. So there is one lotion in the Gemara, that a blesser is chilik and rafizne. In what case? In the case of Nechemes Lishnei Mepeires, Ulishvor in Chadli Nisek. So according to one lotion in the Gemara, Daphi Dalet, so a blesser says in such a case, like Chabzeka, that in view of the fact that vis-a-vis Peres, so it's the joint issues of both, even though in regard to Shmuel. So it's the exclusive issues of Nizek, so it's not the deal, it's the other. So how could we say that? But here, Reblezer himself says explicitly that in the case of Yechedes Peres Reachodnen, Reachodnen, So we got Shem Havel Chotzer Anizek. So in the case where it's the exclusive reshus of the Nizek in regard to Peres, even though it's the joint reshus of both the Mazik and the Nizek, we got Shvorim, so it's considered Chotzer Anizek. So anyway, we can deduce it out of him of logic. Stacey says, the Tifshet will be bleeding in the Chemist of Shem and Peres. So we could deduce as a kalchema of logic that Reblezer is not chilik al rafchizde in the case of Yechedes Lishnei and Peres or Lichad Lishvor. So what does rafchizde say in that case is chayev? Because in as much as it's the exclusive reshus of the Nizeh in regard to Shvori, so in Mele, it's considered Chotzer HaNizek, and we are the Acher, that Reblezer is made it. How do we see from this Gemore that Reblezer is made it? Here Reblezer doesn't discuss the case of Yechedes Lepeiris Lishneyev or Lechad Lishvorim. Here he discusses another case of Yechedes Lepeiris Lechodnen, Velozev Lishvorim. So it's a Kalachim of Lachis. So the Tifshid will be pleading Yechedes Lishneyev and Lechad Lishvorim. So, the Choshev Chatzan Yizek, the Chablese are also considered a Chatzan Yizek. Aho Pichin Yishrishus V'Mazik Vani Yachshom Sheirei. Kolshki, so the teaching will clearly Nechaz Lishen Yobeyes. How can we deduce? We see here the Choshev Chatzan Yizek in this case of Chatzan Yechaz Lipeyes Rehobeh. And Lusev Lusev Lishvot is Choshev Chatzan Yizek. Aho Pichin Yishrishus V'Mazik So in other words, in this case of Chotzer HaMichenes Lepeves Lechadne, Lezeh Lezeh Lishvori, is he negligent? Is he negligent? He is negligent. There is certainly an element of negligence, a very substantial element of negligence. Because true, because it's Lezeh Lezeh. So he says, Chotzer HaMichenes Lepeves Lechadne, Lezeh Lezeh Lishvori. So there is an element of negligence here, but not a very substantial element of negligence. Because even though the chotzer is miyuchet, to the mizeh for peiretz, but it's the chotzer of ruvin the mazik also for shvorim. So while there still could be an element of negligence, but very little negligence. You couldn't say he's very negligent. How could you say that he's very negligent in not watching the shade so that it wouldn't consume the palace of Shimon? It's true that the Chotzer is the exclusive reshus of Shimon for palace. But after all, it's his reshus also for Shlomim. So in other words, it's his private property. It's his private property. Ligabishvori. So he isn't very negligent, you could say he is slightly negligent. He is slightly negligent. Because why is he slightly negligent? Because in view of the fact that it's the exclusive issues of Shimon Ligabi Peiris, so in melee he could be expected to exercise care over the Shea, even though the Shea certainly has a right to enter that Chotzer. It's his property. It's his property. But it's the exclusive property of Shimon with double payments, so we could expect him to exercise care to make sure that the Shea wouldn't eat up the payments, the Shea of Ruben wouldn't eat up the payments of Shimon. But you couldn't say he's very. On a relative scale, so he's slightly negligent here. Mashenkin, the case discussed by Rachid and Kabbalosa of Yechedes Lishneum the payments, and Linizek Lechad. So there, the Shea Mazik is a total transgressor. So where is the more negligence? In this case of Chotzer HaMichenes Lepeves Le'achodnen, because there was Zeli Shvorim, or in the case discussed by Rav Chisda and Rav Elozo, the case of Lishvorim Lechad Le'nizek and Lepeves Lishneya. So on a relative scale, there is an element of negligence involved. But on a relative scale, where is there more negligence? On the part, in what case is the Mazik, the owner of the Shea Mazik, more guilty of negligence? In the case here, where it's Chotzer HaMichenes Lepeves Le'achodnen, Lezeh Lezeh Lishvorim, or in the case Chotzer HaMichenes Lishneim Lepeves, Ulechad Lishvorim Olzenizeh. Obviously, there is more negligence. The owner of the Shea Mazik, in that case, that knowledge that is discussed in the Machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Lezer, so the owner of the Shea Mazik is certainly more negligent than in this case, because in this case, it's Lezeh Lezeh Lishvorim. So the Shea is not a trespasser in the Chotzer. But he's still guilty of somewhat of negligence, because he should have exercised care. But it's not a trespasser. Mashenki in the case of Yudalet, where it's Lechad Lishvorim. So it's the exclusive issues of Shimon with Abishvorim. And the woman has no right to let his Shea stay in that Chotzerim for one moment. He's a trespasser. The mere presence makes him into a trespasser. But it's the joint issues we got to pay this. But as far as the Shea's presence is concerned, it's a total trespass. So where is the war negligence? In that case, on a relative scale, So there is more of a pshie in the case of Yudalev than the case here. Now, since Rebbe Lezer himself, who says they are the Yudalev potter, so he says here, in the case of lesser negligence, that is higher, alas, kamo dechamo, in the case of where it's the Yechedes Le'nizek Lishvah, and the Yechedes Le'shnei Yavikeres. So, there is more negligence. He is a total trespasser, the Sheva. So he certainly should be high. Now, Teisa Shita is not like the Rift of the Rambam. Teisa Shita is not like the Rift of the Rambam. Because Teisa Shita means the Rift of the Rambam holds that the whole Tzedas HaKosuk of Upiya with the Achia Lebo Shesarabi is completely a swap. It's a clarity of a certain rationale. In other words, but it's not. It's a Zakosuk, of course. Every Svore in the Gemara is also is based upon a Zakosuk for our Lachon Mishim Sinai. But it's a Svore, it has to be conceived as a Svore, according to it. Teisa Shita means that it's a Zakosuk. But we see from this thing says that it's a Zakosuk is not a Zakosuk. Like Poradun, in other words, without any Svore altogether. Because if it had been just a Zakosuk like Poradun, so how could we say, how could Teisa say, so, Tashmi, the Tifshit, the Tifshit, the Tifshit, the Tifshit, what kind of coach? If there is this form in the Tzeres HaKosuv, and it's based upon the fact of negligence, so then we can understand the coach. It's a logical comprehension. Because the two cases, one case, Mircheles Lishneyem, that's the case of Yudalev, that is discussed by Rav Chisde and by Rebbe Elazar, by Abaye and Rav Zeira. So, what is the case of Yechedes Lishnei Leperes, Uli Nizek Lishvot? And the other case here, Chotem Leperes Le'achodmen, Li Nizek, Vlozev Lezem Lishvot. So on a relative scale, where is the more negligence, more of a pshie? Of course, there is more of a pshie in the case of Yechedes, there is more of a pshie. If there is more of a pshia in the case where it's miyuchedes repairs lishneyem, that's the case discussed by Rav Zeira and Abaye, and miyuchedes repairs lishneyem and lishvorim only the nizek. So the mazik is a trespass, has no issues to be there. So of course there is more negligence. So we see from this case now the Gro says. It's Kalachemna Sheyesh Bekriach. He says, what kind of Kalachemna is it? So, what's the Pshat Nebo? The Pshat Nebo is, what kind of Kalachemna is it? I mean, there is no Kalachemna, because here we are discussing Rav Lezer, and Rav Lezer agrees with Rav Zeira. What does Rav Zeira say? Rav Zeira says, Omer Rav Zeira, Kim Michalis Lepeles, Bobunum Bizbeer, Vidachel Leke. אמר אביי קינג מיכלס לשמורים זה אחת מצד הסמור אביי סמורים is very very sound couldn't even argue with it impossible to argue with it of קינג מיכלס לשמורים so that means that he's a trespasser the sheikh has no issues to be there so why does Rabzeira say ובינו נביר זה אחת רגה so apparently according to Rabzeira we said it last time comes the Rit in the Rambam, there is a machlekes between Abaye and Abzeira. What is the Pshat in the Zeres HaKosuv of the Yashinachem? According to Abaye, of course it's in the Zakosuk, but the Zeres HaKosuv is declaratory of the Svore or the rationale. That, in other words, that Belshus Rabin, there is no negligence whatsoever, because you can't expect the owner of the Sheir, he should always accompany, escort the Sheir. Whenever the Sheir wants to go, so that means he will not be able to function. He'll always be tied up with the Sheir, or engage a special guard over the Sheir. So, in other words, there is no negligence. So as the Birka Shmuel mentions in the name of Rav Chaim, that according to the Rebbe, so the Ptur of Shem Rebbe Mishus Rabin is different than the other Pturim, let's say, Kirin Bibeir, Tom Beish. Kirin Bibeir, Tom Beish is only a Ptur of money. But it's not the Afkoy of the Maisavere. Bidin Shomayim is higher. It's only the Sakoso. She will not have the Kaylin, but the Abbeva of Nish, but he's there. Top day. It's a tomb of Tashmumi, but the Maisabeva is there. He's a Hate. If he made a fire and then the fire burned, the tomb, the hidden things in the barn, in the Godish, so he's a Hate. He has to be Chuve. But it's a tomb of Tashmumi. And Kaylin the Bear, the same thing. Mashem, Kishem, the Rebel, they eat the Abbeva's in the Shizrabi. He doesn't have to be Chuve. It's a koi of the Maisabeva. Uchel. In other words, he's not negligent, man. That's according to Abai. Mashein came. That's according to Abai. So Abai holds the Pshat in Ubiya Bizdiachia. That means only the Maisa Hezek is done by the Sheir in the Rishusanis. So that means that the owner of the Sheir was very negligent. He allowed his Sheir to wander into somebody else, to trespass into somebody else's field. So then it's higher. Mashein king the Sheir walk in the Rishus Rabbim, and he certainly has a right to walk in the Rishus Rabbim, and the owner has a right to let him walk. He's not expected to keep him closed up 24 hours a day in the stable. So in Mele, he's put there because there's no Shia. There is no Mishmerenu. There is no Maisabir Mishmerenu. He's not in the Shia. There is no Shia whatsoever. I said, Mashein King Ravze, that's Abai. So Mela Abai says, in the case of Yechedes Lishnei and repairs, but when Nizek Lishvorim, so then he's certainly negligent, because he allowed the Sheir to wander, to roam in the field of Shimen, where he's a trespasser, the Sheir is a trespasser. So Mela is high. Mashein King Ravze, Here Zeira holds that it's a Be'er Zeira Sakosu, not the clarity of any sort. It's a Be'er Zeira Sakosu. Ubiya Bizdiachia. And what does it depend? What does it mean? Ubiya Bizdiachia. That the Hezek, not the Maisa Hezek, but the Hezek, the loss, is only higher if the loss, the Hezek, takes place in the Rishusanism. So that depends upon the parents. That depends upon the parents, not upon the Shvor, you see. The question is, what does Ubiya have reference to? Ubiya Bizdiachia. That the Maisa Hezek should take place? Bizdiachia, the Maisa Hezek? Or that the Hezek, not the Maisa Hezek, the Hezek, the loss. Now in the case of Nechedes Lishneyem, repairs. Nechedes, the only music Lishvor. So, as far as Shvorim are concerned, is the exclusive issues of the music. So that means, the Maisa Hezek, perpetrated by the Sheir, in whose Rishus did it take place? In the Chotam Nizek is the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek. But where did the loss take place? What kind of loss did the Nizek suffer? His parents were eaten up by Reuben Sheir. So his parents had to be located in whose Rishus? In the Rishus of both? Without the parents. So in a both, it's Rechemes Lishneyem repairs. So the Mele, according to Rav Zeira, it's just Exeras HaKosev. So it's just Exeras HaKosev, it's not based upon Svar. So the Mele, he explains the Pasi, could be a Bizdiachia, if the Hezek takes place in the Chotzer HaNizek. So the Mele, in this case, Rav Zeira says, it's a report there. Because did the Hezek take place in the Chotzer HaNizek? No! With Gabi Peretz, it's not the Rishus exclusively of the Nizek, it is the equal Rishus of the Mazik also. So it's not the exclusive Chotzer HaNizek with Gabi Peretz. So the Hezek took place in the Chotzer Shal Shneye. In the Chotzer Shal Shneye, the Hezek. But the Maisa Hezek. The Maisa Hezek was perpetrated by the Sheya. So the Maisa Hezek took place where? In the Chotzer HaNizek, because the Shvorim is only half. So Abaye holds that this Gzeiras HaKosu is the clarity of a certain concept, of a certain Shvorim, that the Rishus Rabbim is put there because there is no negligence. So in Mele, if this Gzeiras HaKosu would be of the Achel, is the clarity of the rationale, of the concept, that there has to be negligence, so in Mele, So obviously, when the Torah says you'll be a bizdeachir, the Torah means that the ma'isa has it, has to be take place, has to be perpetrated in the rishus of the nizek. So in the case, so then if the ma'isa has it takes place in the rishus of the nizek, in the exclusive, then he's a real pesheya. So melee in the case of inheritance of shnei repairs, but mishvori is the exclusive reshus of the nizek. So in whose domain did the sheya come in the hezek? In whose domain? In the exclusive domain of the nizek. So the melee is the sheya in Israel. According to Rabzeir, it's the bir zeres akosu. So the melee, he explains, ubiya bizdeachir, not in the maise hezek, but the loss, the hezek itself, the result, the hefzek, sustained by the nizek, should take place in the chotzer hanizek. So in this case, it's not the chotzer hanizek, it is the chotzer hamazik, as much as the chotzer hanizek. So the mail is fine. So the Goyim says, but apparently, according to Tesis, so even though Tesis doesn't agree with the shite of the Ri, and there is a riot that the Tesis doesn't agree with the shite of the Ri. What is the riot? Maybe Tesis also agrees with the shite of the Ri. Because Rav Seire says that Yudzayim, the beginning of the second period, in Bobakame, so he says that if a behemoth walks in the Rishis Rabbi, and then she steps upon chicks, upon tzchures, and the tzchures fall upon a kele in the Rishus HaNizek, and they are mazik the kele, so it's chale. In other words, hoch of Rishus HaRabi, the hitizo tzchere is Rishus HaYochid, the behemoth walks in the Rishus HaRabi, and then she steps upon a piece of wood, and then it tosses that piece of wood into an adjoining yard, and it's mazik kele. So Rav Zeira says that he is chal. The reef is mashku the chi. So the Rishayim raised the question why the reef is mashku the chi. Now this is the Gemara. At first Rav Zeira said that hoch of Yeshua Rabbi reef is on. Zeira is Yeshua Yochim, so he said, Tor, Akira in Khan, Khanohe Ishtar. But then Rav Zeira said, Hadrabi, he was chal. So that was the maskone of Rav Zeira then. Hadrabi, the hoch of Yeshua Rabbi, the tiz of Yeshua Rabbi, the yelziko, Yeshua Yochim, so he is chal. The reef is mashku. Now Tetzves mentions this in the first period. So that means that this din of Rav Zeira is not only in the Machlokes. The Tetzves is the Rav of the Dalot. Tema, the Rav of the Dalot Tetzves is the Master. Tema Bahamid Yoshu Shir Yofiya. Vim Tema Ud Mamnom Atom Shir Yoragol. Here the Koma Shir Yofiya. The Vishus Chayo. Vorevel in Chayo. Vishom in Vishus. Die schlimme hat ihn schon auf sich sagen wie hit is wie wir sich noch in der Haie die da nur mit haben so hier wie es mentioned explicitly by the cases that this thing that I'm saying that hat er dem that hoch von sich sagen wie hat er sich sagen wie sie kokel mit sich noch in der Haie is out the core on is out the yoke out the yoke the hit is fashion so what is the current and the horse says that the comedy of him it's not like half of but how the Rif certainly couldn't be chilul in Rav Zeira, unless there is a machlokes between Rav Zeira and Abaye, and Rav Zeira and Shitose, so then he passes like Abaye, so Mele, he doesn't pass in that, you know, Rav Zeira. But Mashenke, but if it's an independent halacha, so how could he not pass like Rav Zeira? So Tense Shite means that this member by Rav Zeira of Hadrabi, Holcho, Bishus Rabbi, Tizer, Bishus Rabbi, Vizikokim, Bishus Ayochi, Mishaye, Vizalim, the Koran. It's not only the Machlekes Rav Zeira and Abaye in the case of Yechedes, Lishnei, Nipeles, Uli Nizek, Lishmor. It's an independent memory. But the Rosh says that the Rif is mashli, that member of Rav Zeira, because the Rif holds that Holcho, Bishus Rabbi, Meyuchase, and So it's Porter. And the Rosh says another example. Furthermore, suppose there is a long log of wood. A long log of wood, and part, one end of the log of wood is in the Rishis HaRabim, and the other end is in the Rishis HaYochim. And the Rehimeh will step on one end of the log of wood, and maybe it will be mazik, the keli, at the other end of the log of wood. So the Rebbe says, at the very beginning, the first portion, the first prayer of the Talmud, according to the Rebbe, who says that the reason why Shem the Rebbe is part of the Shem Rabbi is because it's Urkehu, so when the Chayev, only if the behemoth Maisa Hezek takes place in the Rishus HaNizek, Mashem Kei, if the Maisa takes place in the Rishus Rabbi, and the result takes place in the Rishus HaNizek, so then it's part of it. But that's contrary to the memory of Rav Zeira and the Pyutes in Bava Kama, that whole from Rishus HaRabim, it is a Tzchir of Rishus HaRabim, the Nofu, the Yitzhiko came in Rishus HaYochim. So Rav Zeira says it's Chayev. So obviously, the reason, that's the Pshat in the Rosh, who says that it's not only the Yochas of Rav Zeira. That Rav Zeira and Abai have in Machlekes. Rav Zeira and Abai have in Machlekes. So according to Abaye, it's the territory of a certain rationale that he has to be negligent. The Rishus HaRabim is not negligent. So in any way, Abaye says, in the case of Mechedes Nishinim Lepeireis, Mechedes Nishinim Lepeireis, so, and Lenizek Lishvorim, so then, since Lenizek Lishvorim, so the Sheira has no light, so the owner of the Sheira is negligent. He allowed the Sheira to trespass into the Rishus of the Nizek. So then he's hired. But Zera holds no. It's not the clarity of the Zera's act. But it's not the clarity of the rationale of the swallow of negligence. But it's Zera's act also, without its laws. It is not to be conceived as this law. So it is Xeras Akosu. And if it's Xeras Akosu, so the Pshat in Pilav is the Achen means that the Hezek is the Rishus Acher. Not the Baisa Hezek is perpetrated the Rishus Acher, but the Hezek is the Rishus Acher. Now, so Mele, according to Rav Zeira, in the case of Chotzer HaMecheles Lepeireis Lishneye, Ulinizek, Chotzer HaMecheles Lepeireis Lishneye, Ulishvorim Lechad Ulinizek, So Rav Zeira says, because it's Ixer HaSakosov. Ixer HaSakosov says, only when the Hezek, the loss, takes place in the Chotzer HaNizek. Now, since it's Mechemes Lishneim Lepeireis, so it's not, in regard to Peireis, it's not the Chotzer HaNizek. It's the Shrit Rishus of both. Chotzer HaNizek means the exclusive domain of Peireis. So it depends upon Peireis. And here, as far as Peres are concerned, so it's not Chotzer HaNizek. So the Meila, that means that the loss did not take place in the exclusive issues of the Nizek. Did not take place in the exclusive issues of the Nizek. So he says he should be Potter over there. And in the case of Holchov, it is of the Rishus HaRabim, the Yazik of Rishus HaYochim. So the Maisa Hezek was perpetrated in the Rishus HaRabim. But where did the Hezek take place? In the Rishus HaNizek, according to Rav Zeira, Ubiyam is the Acher, has reference to the place of the Hezek, not the place of the Maisa Hezek. The Hezek, the loss occurred where? In the Rishus HaNizek. The Maisa Hezek occurred in the Rishus HaRabim. So Rav Zeira Mishitose, who says, Ubiyam is the Acher, emphasizes the became a Peres, the became a Hezek, not the became Maisa Hezek. If it means Maisa Hezek, so then it depends whether it is regarding Shvorim, whether the Sheira performs the Hezek, whether that is a Rishus HaRabim or that is a Rishus HaNizek. So that's why, so Mashenkin Tesis holds that the member of Rav Zeira in the case of Holchov Rishus HaRabim, and the member of Rav Zeira in regard to the case of Michael Sushin in the Paris. Ulinizek Lishvorim have nothing to do with each other. One is independent of the other. So, Tain says, but Pesach Shita is that why it is a Gzeras HaKosuv, but the Gzeras HaKosuv is not just the Gzeras HaKosuv. Ubiyah is the Achia. It has to be in the Chotzer HaMizeh. Because the Gzeras HaKosuv is based upon the Svar. In other words, but not like the Rif and the Rambam. According to the Rif and the Rambam, so this war is based upon the fact that Bereshis Rabin, there is no negligence, there is no Maisaveh of negligence, there is no Mishmerenu. He is not guilty of any negligence. According to Tesis, it is Gzeras HaKosuv. And even Bereshis Rabin, he is not free of the Aveh of Mishmerenu. Because, you know, according to Tesis, so the Ptur of Bereshis Rabin is analogous to the Ptur of Kelim Bebei. It's analogous to the Ptur of Tom Beish. So Kelim Bebei, so the Gemara says, it's not Rolo, I mean, it's not Rolo. So it's also, there is a certain diminution in the negligence, but it doesn't mean that Kelim Bebei or Tom Beish, there is no negligence at all, altogether. So here too, it's not according to the Reed. So I will be that by it. It's declaratory of a certain concept that Bishus Rabim, so there is no Pshir whatsoever. There is nothing in the Nisa and Nishamai. Nothing. Mashenkin, according to Tetzves, it is declaratory of Israel. Why is it part of Bishus Rabim? Because Bishus Rabim, there is less of negligence than in the Bishus Rabim. There is less of negligence. But it doesn't mean that Bishus Rabim, so there is no negligence whatsoever. So anyway, that's why Tetzves says here, so he says, ושמורים מכמה שעוזב ועוזב לשמורים קש ואיפה דיטיב שדורי פליבים יחנס לשני מבינס יחושב לחוצר המיזה אף אותי שיהיה איש רשיס ומאזק ואני אשם שירים כל שני יחדים יחנס לשלום כבר יחושב חוצר המיזה ואף אותי שיחנס לשני מבינס Now, this is where we left off this time. So, what Rabbi Loza Damira say? Rabbi Loza Damira say, that Kuma El Tavu, Reishe Bechotza Mechelis Mechelis Rechome, Duhuzer Luzer Lishvon, Duhugab Hishem, Habe, Chotza Anize, Kuhugab Hikeren, Habe Rishu Tzerabi. Omer Rakane, Habe Gizel Mishmai, Bekam Ezra Tzerabi, Nogoye, Beamre Zvonomi, Mi Mozis Mukmes, Lo Kuma Kirab Tavu, Hakaton Hashem, Oebes Rechome, Sorolo, Rolo, Rolo, Eim, Shem, Rolo, Loi, wie Rav Tauten, aber schon ne kehren Chotzer Amize, ne sekt schon in Mishalim. El Olei lom Rabbonen mi, vechatsure mechseren veoche beton, chamish otam imei, vinihu adu, chamish tom muadim, vishem regum hu atchim itchloso, veichen adu osom, vichotzer Amize, maskif lo, oh, so what does, וחסור המחסור, והוא חקטון, חמיש אותם מי, ואם הוא עדו, חמיש לא מיד, because until this point, so the more assume, that when the Mishnah says חמיש אותם, and חמיש אותם, so the חמיש אותם, and of course, goes without saying, it is descriptive, or, ליגח, ליגח, מישך, ליאו וצליגח, so it's five forms, of Hezekiah. And until now, the more assumed that when the Mishnah says, Chamisha Mu'adim, so it's descriptive of the five items mentioned further in the Mishnah. Hashem Mu'edes Lech Lezorolo is one item. Hashem Mu'edes Lech Lezorolo, Hashem Mu'edes Lech Lezorolo, Hashem Mu'edes Lech Lezorolo, Hashem Mu'edes Lech Lezorolo is one. Sheramu'ed is two. Sheramazik v'shesamizek is three. Amin Hashem Medrach Zerolo is one. Horegel Medrach Locho is two. Sheramu'ed is three. Sheramazik v'shesamizek is four. The Odom is five. That's what Gemara assumed until now. Now Gemara is saying no. It's not that Chamisho, of course there is no doubt that Chamisho Tamim corresponds to the five things. L'ligach, 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 that goes without saying. That goes without saying. But the question is, the expression Chamisho Ma'adi, what is it descriptive of? Is it descriptive of the five items mentioned Father in the Mishnah, Hashem led us to the Holy is one, item number one. Horegel led us to the Chalucho is item number two. Sheramuev is item number three. Sheramad Yishanis is item number four. Beodom is item number five. That's what the Gemara until now is saying. Now the Gemara is saying, Elohim Rabbonim, Vichasura Mersa, Elohim, Hamisho Tamim. So the Hamisha Tamim has corresponds with the five things. Hamisha Riyadi also corresponds with these five things. In other words, if he could be the share, to give him shikha rebite, bite, so then it's Riyadi. So in other words, it doesn't correspond, it's not descriptive of the five items mentioned above. It just happens as a matter of coincidence. So it happens to have five. But the Hamisha Me'adim is descriptive of the same number five of Hamisha Tamim. So, Hamisha Tamim. The Me'adu, so that's the Hamisha Me'adim. The Shem Re'egel, Me'adim, Mitcholoso. So, in other words, so now the meaning of Hashem Re'egel, Allah, is just to tell us that unlike Keren, where it becomes Me'ed only after habituation classes, so Shem, it's not like that. Shem at the very outset is good. So the Shem Regular Tulosa, the Echanador Sobhotanism. So that means so the more as the Kashi Maskal Rabine, Hokaton become on Shira Mazi the Shanize, Keita, Iam Bishlaine, Ayrebo, Mishimokatone Keita. Mishimokatone Mishimokatone Keita. So that he doesn't even have reference to Keren, Tam, Birshus Anizek. The way you are saying now that Shira Mazik Birshus Anizek does not have reference to Keren. It has reference to Sher. So that means that this Mishnah didn't even discuss the case, the Machlekes Chatam and Rabbonon, the case of Tam Birshus Anizek that is in the word of. So why does the other Mishnah say Keitzah? He didn't even mention it. How can he explain it? So he said, Eli Abba Blayim, or why Keitzah? Oh, Rabbi. Chassur and Echsel, or Tore. Hamish Tamim, or Yehudo, Hamish, or Rabbi. It's finished at 12 now. Yes? Okay. Oh, Rabbi. Chassur and Echsel, or Tore. Chamisho Tamim, Yehudu Chamisho Ma'ad, Chamisho Ma'adim, Vishem Rego, so that's the way to make the Maskole, that the Chamisho Ma'adim is not descriptive of the five items, the apparent five items of Hashem Medes Lachasololo, Horego Medes Lachasololo, but the Chamisho Ma'adim is descriptive of the same five items in connection with Chamisho Tamim. But after a habituation process, so it's Chamisho Ma'adim. What Hamish Tamim you have a Hamish Tamim? We shall write about the Rosa. Is there a Shiramule? We shall amaze, we shall amaze. Machlik is a tart with Rabono. We shall have the Machir in Kayitzeo. Hazei, Vari, Adei, Vabala, no Mavalo. Taina Moche, Hamish Tamim, we have a Hamish Tamim, we shall write about the Rosa. Is there a Shiramule? We shall amaze, we shall amaze, Machlik is a tart with Rabono. We shall have a Kayitzeo. Hazei, Vari, Adei, Vano, Vabala, no. Ike de Bama Rimi Yomek, Nan Hamisha Tamil Hamisha Madin, Visueke, Vunike, Hazei Vari, Hadei Banoma Babad Vanochos, Umshane, Omarabine, Hasura Mechsre Vordon, Hamisha Tamme, Vimuadu Hamisha Mordin, Visham Rego Madin Kloson, Visheshiramue, Visheramaz Vishamize, Machrekes Rabtav Rabonon, Vishmad Machel Kalizibeu, Hazei Vari Adivanoma Babadus Vanochos. The Rimi Yomek. Omer Abrezer. So the Behime is not, it's not Uchei to be Revitz upon him. So it's a Shim. Omer Abrezer, Lo Yishon on the Pachim Deli. Avo Pachim Tanim Uchei. So the Mele, if it's Uchei, so it's Regal. So it's not Ker. Lim Nisayle. Habim Omer Ezra Lachidako, Mishabe Umayich, Ezra Odom Ezabim Ezakeilim. So it's mentioned the Firesh in the Braise, so it's a riot to Rebbe also that Pachim Tamim is Uche. So the Gemara says, no, there is no raya on the Taisa. You're an Asar. Not that it played down, but it bumped. In Asar, the scaliness was nothing, so it crushed the cable. So that's Rukhe, because that's in the course of the behemoth walk. In other words, there is no raya. So it is not the way Rav Lezer said in the first one. It is urche, according to the second version, it is not urche. It is not urche. So, now, that doesn't mean that it's a machlokes in its yes. It's a machlokes in the degree of urche. It is urche to a certain extent, and it is not urche to a certain extent. It's a question of degree. So the shayla is, the degree of usualness, of naturalness, does it come within regel, or it still comes within shayla? So it's a machlokes in a din, not in its yes. And most of the apparent machlokes in Gemara, in Mitzias, are not really machlokes in Mitzias. They are really machlokes in Din, and it's a shayla, it's a cloud of one. I mean, there are a few exceptions, but generally speaking, so most of the so-called of the machlokes that apparently are a machlokes in Mitzias is not a machlokes in Mitzias. It's a machlokes in Din, and the Mitzias is important because it's a question of Din. This is an example of it. All right. Hadivan! Now this is a very difficult Gemara. I don't claim that I know the Pshat in the Gemara. I mean, I don't think anybody really knows. I mean, certainly not today. There's one person in the world who really understands the Gemara, but we still have to try to understand. My Balbus. Now, what is Balbus? Now, it's translated. In all the translations, Balbus is translated as a penitent. Now, it's probably true according to Rashi's Pshat in Sanhedrin, that Balbus is a penitent. You know, you have the black panther, you know, so there's a name that was adopted. Why? Because a panther is a wild animal. So some people today, out of chutzpah, so they are proud of their chutzpah, so they call themselves panthers, white panthers, black panthers. It's a yichas today to be violent. It's a yichas to be violent. It's a big yichas. Black panther, white panther. I mean, I think that in Old French, I mean, Rashi mentions that's the Old French, so that's penta. I mean, anyway. But Tesis is really Rashi. And he says, Vimashmaki. So, the Eisei in Yaskokach, Vikam Mashmashuad, the Eisei, Vidarki Lomis, I don't know, is the derech of a penta to kill human beings or not? I don't know, I'm not debunking that. Anyway, it's usually translated into penta. Balbus is usually translated into penta, and that probably is in consonance with Rashi's pshat, but Tesis is chemical Rashi. And he says that Balbus is a different kind. So we don't really know but what Balbus is. But let's assume that Balbus is penta, the way everybody translates it. In all the dictionaries, it is translated that way. The Balbus is penta. So, my Balbus, Omer Abide Nachoze. My Nachoze, Omer Rabbeisif Ape. Now, what is Ape? So, my words, you want to know. What Balbus is, you have to find out what Ape is. Now, there is an indication that Ape, because Gemara says Ape, that's a what? Well, so what means it has many colors. So, Ape is translated into hyena, that's an animal. That's a very violent animal, but it has one mild hyena. It's a coward. So as long as it acts out its cowardice, so it's not dangerous. But the moment it gets rid of its cowardice, so then it is a very dangerous ferocious animal, more than a lion. But the mildest to bite a hyena is not as dangerous as a lion or a tiger is because it is naturally motivated by cowardice. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that at the beginning of creation, so there was no man had to be afraid of any animal because So in other words, actually, an ordinary cat could kill a human being 100 times a day. But the only reason as to why it doesn't kill is because the Beinshel instilled a feeling of fear before a human being. So when a cat becomes wild and runs berserk, then it is a real tiger. It is a real tiger. So a cat. So originally at the outset of creation, so in other words, there was an instinct of fear in all the animals, but because of the chet hakadmin of people of man and the continual sin of man, so from certain animals the fear was taken away. And the Beis HaMashiach, so again, because they've been kevets, because at that time, so it will be restored to the way it was at the outset of creation. So that now ape is translated into hyena. Hyena is a very ferocious animal, but usually it's cowardly. It's afraid of man. But let's say if a hyena will not know that this is a human being, then it's going to devour him. But usually it knows it's a human being. But let's say it's a child, and the hyena will not know that it's a human being, then the hyena is disposed to devour. So Ape is a hyena, and the hyena has many colors. Alright, in regard to Nochash, I guess it's of course in the Gemara first. Gomar Abyeisev, so Gura Zuape. So in other words, how can you say this barbarous? Is Ape now, but the Braise says, Rav Meir in Rabba Tzuvua. So in other words, that means that the Mishneh does not include Tzuvua. But Rav Meir adds Tzuvua to the ferocious animals who are Muadim Colossal. So how could Rameya have it to the Mishneh when the Mishneh mentioned it already? Vekashi, Kambi Tzavua Zoho, Kambi Tzavua Nekeh. So there are two Mishnehs in Rashi. What does it mean, Kambi Tzavua Zoho, Kambi Tzavua Nekeh? There are two possibilities. Either that the Mishneh, Barbarous, is descriptive of Tzavua Zoho, and Rameya is making Tzavua Nekevo. Now Tzavua, it's very reasonable to assume that Tzavua is a hyena, because hyena has many colors, different colors. So one shot is that the Barbarous in the Mishneh is descriptive of Tzavua Nekevo, and Rameya is making Tzavua Nekevo, and then the reverse, the other shot is the reverse, that the Mishneh is descriptive, Barbarous in the Mishneh is descriptive of Tzavua Nekevo, of a female hyena, and Rameya is Macy, the male hyena. Alright, let's see the Rashi. Wait, Rashi. The Baal has Masis from Tzavua Zoh. That's the first job. The all of Koma Rabbi Yisif, Tzavua Zoh Ape. So, Rabbi Yisif said, there's the Ape, that's the male hyena. The Rameya Macy, but Tzavua Macy, the Moish Mea. So then, from Rabbi Udragese, so Rabbi has reference to Tzavua Nekevo, and that is not Ape. So maybe we have to say, according to that chart, that from Rabbi Udragese, so Tzavua Zoh Ape, like Rabbi Udragese, or about Udragese, so Tzavua Zoh, not only Tzavua Zoh, how much time we come in. Hilka, call me Baudelis, you know, Jose Ga, Kaplos, that's one thing. Which now, he enjoys the reverse. Vinkel. As a matter of fact, when the Yerushalmi will come, you look it up, you'll see. It's much more than the first pshat. It's a parallel against Rashi. From the Yerushalmi, unless you can see another pshat in the Yerushalmi. But from Pashtus Aloshin of the Yerushalmi, it's much more than the first pshat. But then Rashi mentions another pshat. Just the reverse. Vinkel. Masis mi tzavua mikei. Viredneya meisi tzavua zoho. Vitalvaye mikra ape. So the Meir is Mitzvah Tzavua Zoho. It doesn't mean there is a machleket between the Tanna of the Mishneh and Rameya. But Rameya is Mitzvah is explanatory of the Mishneh. It's reverse. It's not shayach to say a machlokes. If one gender is a ferocious animal, why should other gender? All right, it's possible that one gender of a certain species is ferocious and the other one is mild. But this is not the case. So here, anyway, the shayach spell it out explicitly. That there is no machlokes between the Rami and the Mishnah. Rami just adds something that we wouldn't know if Rami didn't explain. Alright, the Rami may see Tzavura Zohar. The Tawai Mishnah, the Tanya Tzavura Zohar. Shum Mishnah. The Triyacheres, if the Lord skip ahead, we can make it. The Lord Shaman. I mean, first he says, Mishnah, he said, and then he says, the Lord Shaman, the Lord Shaman, it's strange. Unless the Volusha Mati has referenced the first Lashon. Yes. Alright. Now, here is a piece of character which is very strange on the surface. We'll try to explain it as much as we can. Italian. So, Vua Zoho Acha Shebashonim Nasa Talim. Now, let's say that Zoho is a Aina. So, Acha Shebashonim, after 7 years, it becomes an atal. The bet, the talit is a bet. Atal in Flacha Shavashonim Nasa Alpot. Alpot is also a certain kind, the same family as the bet. It's the same family. But then, Alpot Lachadayim Shonim Nasa Kimush. Kimush is a born, I mean, but that's altogether a different caliber. Lacha Shavashonim Nasa Kuach. So, Kuach is also a plant, a certain kind of a damaging plant. I mean, so kibush and chuach are both damaging, destructive plants. So, because just as you have animals, members in the animal kingdom that are advantageous, and you have parasitic animals who are very destructive, so in the plant kingdom you also have beneficial plants and you have parasitic plants who do a lot of destruction. So, kibush, so the Baisa mentions a whole, evolutionary, devolutionary process. So, Vua Zoha la Hashemashonim Nase Atali, Atali la Hashemashonim Nase Opot, Opot la Hashemashonim Nase Kibush, Kibush la Hashemashonim Nase Chuach, Chuach la Hashemashonim Nase She. Now, what he said, according to the Rambam, the Rabamiri, the Sikari Korin, so, I mean, it's not that they didn't believe in Shaykh. The Rambam believed in every word of the Gemara. But the question is how to understand the Gemara. So you find the Rabba says, he mentions a certain Rambam. So he says, Al Tashibeni Shani Maskim in the Rambam, Shirhu Loyhem in the Shaykh, Avalani Mam in the Shaykh. So he didn't mean that the Rambam really felt that the Chachomim, mention something that is not real. But the Rambam had his own interpretation of shaving. Anyway, the Rambam, shaving ruches mazikim b'tzaynach, and the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishneh, in Erev, Mishel Yitzio Yitzin, Listim Uyruach Ro. So what is Ruach Ro? So ordinarily, I mean, if you believe in shaving in the literal sense, so it means he shaved. But the Rambam did not believe in shaving in the literal sense, but the Mishnah mentions it. So what does it have reference to? So the Rambam says, this is what the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh, this is what the Rambam says in the Tshuvos, and this is implicit in the Rambam Yud Chazoko in many places, let's say in regard to the Halacha of Muscha Shomru, Afilu Mipiakum, Afilu Mipiebed, Afilu Mipikotna, Afilu Mipishet. So the Rambam mentions that Allah, but he doesn't use the term Shem. He doesn't use, and it's in respect to this Rambam that Rabba says, Al Tachshidei Shem Namayim Shem, Musha Rambam Mayim Shem. But it's not that the Rambam felt that the Chazal just imagined something that doesn't exist. But the Rambam has his own interpretation of Shem. What is according to the Rambam Shem in Masikim Ruches? And there are many Gemores that collaborate that kind of interpretation. According to the Rambam, every destructive force, fact, tangible or intangible, that is not readily seen, is called the shed, is called the mazik, is called the wacho. So in other words, when Gemore talks of Ruchesloys being the cause of certain maladies, of abnormalities, so it's called the Ruacho, it's called the Shem, it's called in Mishozen, Gemore talks of Shevim, of Mazikim, of Ruches, as being responsible for certain maladies, for mental sicknesses, because a mental sickness is a sickness, it's a destructive force, and it's not readily seen, it's not something like a gun or a knife that you see. And the Gemara in Broches, when the Gemara in Broches says that the Mazikim, so there are thousands on the right side and thousands on the left side. What is the Gemara in reference to? To the germs. To the microbes, to the germs. There are thousands on the right side and thousands on the left side. There are certain Gemaras that you can't understand even with this explanation. But does that mean just because there are certain Gemaras that we can't understand, that are the meaning of which is hidden, that this is not the right charge just because we don't understand every piece of Gemara? But this explanation of Shevim, Mazikim, Ruches fits 95% of the Gemaras dealing with Shevim, Mazikim, Ruches. Not 100%, so that the other 5% has another meaning. I don't know what other meaning. Anyway, so the Rambam says that Misho Yitzio is a Nisim Ruacho, so he says, Kol Dobar HaMashchis, Kol Dobar HaMazik, She'en Nire, Kot Nikho Ruacho. And it's called Che'er, that's what the Rambam says in Pirsha Mishneh, in Eira. So, Ruacho. So in other words, here when it says, Ruach La'ach Hashem Hashem Nasa She'er, what does it mean? It becomes a destructive force. How does that destructive force, an invisible destructive force, how does it manifest itself? It can manifest itself in many ways. It can manifest itself the most usual way when, let's say, a detrimental microbe or germ, so that's a shed, it's a destructive force, and it's not seen. So it can be called a shed, it can be called a ruach, or it can be called mazikim and so on. Now, I think that when the Rambam says, so ruach zochor lach asher shon minasa kal, first of all, even in the development of an animal, and even in the post-embryonic development of an animal, there is such a phenomenon that is called metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. Let's say in insects. So then, when the larva changes and is transformed into a pupa, so it's a physical change, and that's called metamorphosis. Or the tadpole changes into the frog. It's a different organism altogether, and that happens. That happens in the post-embryonic stage. Of course, in the embryonic stage, so that happens all the time. I mean, so a child that is born, so the Gemara Nida talks of Amapeles Kimin Dogim, Amapeles Kimin Eib, Amapeles Kimin Chayo, Amapeles Kimin Behemo. So you see, some scientists who do not believe, in the Torah, so they adopted an expression, Philogeny recapitulates ontogeny. So because they don't believe in the Torah, but that's true. I mean, that a child in the embryonic development goes through so many changes. At one stage in the embryonic development, so the child, the fetus, is in the form of a fish. And there are so many aloches. Hamapeles kinin dog, hamapeles kinin op, hamapeles kinin hayrof. In Nidah, we learned it, we discussed it. So the Medrash explains it. Why is it? In other words, because in the order of creation, so whatever is the lower form of organism, so came first in the order of creation. And then, what came last? That was the human being, because that's the highest form. The highest form. So the Midrash says that when a person is sereach, he sins, he addicts himself to sin, to evil, to immorality. So then, the Malach tells him, Yitish Kodmach, don't be so proud and so arrogant. In other words, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created man in such a way that in the course of the embryonic development, he should go through all the stages that took place in the creation. We don't believe in evolution, but the fact is that the Rebbeinu Shalom created independently every species, but there was a certain order. So first the Rebbeinu Shalom created, the minor vision, Vasolom Amoris Nivraimon. So what was the minor vision that was created? The minor vision white, the area that preceded everything. And according to science, so this is the basic element, the photons. They are the basic principles in the creation, the photons. They are more basic than the electrons and the protons. So, and then the other things of energy were created. And then the inorganic world, and then the organic world. But in the organic world, so first the plants were created, and then the animal kingdom. And in the animal kingdom, so first you had the insects, and then you had the fishes, and you had the reptiles, and you had the fowls, and then you had the mammals, and in the mammals, so there is also an order. So phylogeny, it's not that phylogeny recapitulates ontogeny, but the Rebbeinu Shalom created man in such a way that man should know that he has nothing to be proud of, that in his development there is one stage when he's the form of a fish. In his development, there is a stage where he is in the form of a fowl, in the form of a reptile, in the form of a mammal. He has nothing to be proud of. But if he acts like a human being, then he can be proud. But if he doesn't act like a human being, so Yiddishkeit more. So what's the yichas with man? Just because he has a high IQ, there is no yichas in having an high IQ. The yichas is if you are a Yerei Shamayim. And if you deport yourself like a human being with the charetz and dignity and kavod avriyos, but if you don't show kavod avriyos, so yiddishkeit mocho. So you cannot even be called a human being. As a matter of fact, it has to do with Volokami. It has to do with Volokami. So I heard it from my uncle, Rav Nachum Krakowski, the mechaber of Avinus HaMelech. He was a big darshan. He was the Vilna Shtotman. In Vilna, they had a tradition since the Ptira of the Gror not to have a rov, because the Gror was a god lador, and he lived in Vilna, and he wasn't a rov. So it was a kabbalah that in Vilna they didn't appoint a rov. They had a yoni, and the king rov was the Vilna Shtotmari. So the Vilna, Rav Nachum Krakowski, the mechaber Avinus HaMelech, excuse me, so the Rav Nachum Krakowski, the mechaber of Avinus HaMelech, so he once spoke. So he says, so he explained, my mother. So Rav says, Omar, Rav Omar, Mave de Odom. Rav Omar, Mave de Odom, Dichsiv, Omar Shem Be'osa Be'ikya V'gam Loiro, in Tivoyin Boyu. So Rashi explained that in Tivoyin Boyu, why that means if you do tshuva, so then there is a tikkun for man. But if you don't do tshuva, there is no tikkun. So the question is, Avinu HaKadosh, he didn't know the term Odom. He had to use, Rav says, Mavez Odom. And Avinu HaKadosh wanted to show what his knowledge, that he had to use a fancy word, a difficult word, Mavez. He couldn't say, Hashir, Vabeh, Odom, everybody would know what Odom is. Why did Avinu HaKadosh select such a difficult word? We have to deduce the meaning of the word by interpreting the pasuk of Tivoyin Boyu. So the answer is, Odom could not be mentioned, Odom, as one of the mazikim, because a human being was created with Tzelem Elohim. So that's the antithesis of being mazik. If a person is mazik, another human being, if he has no regard for human rights, so then, what kind of an Odom is he? He's not an Odom. But, say Lachanam, if once a person acts without kavod avriyos, he doesn't show respect for human rights, so then he could not even be called upon. But the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a matana teiva, tshuva. So in other words, so that is, so once he becomes a mazik and he's chayveinu, so he's divested of the shem Odom, but he still can be called upon, because potentially he can become another man again by mending his ways. So that's why it's called Mave. In Tivoyim Boyu, in other words, Mave means a potential other. Through Tshuva, you can become a real human being. Anyway, so there is such a thing as metamorphosis. I mean, even in the post-embryonic stage, but in the embryonic stage, so there is an evolutionary process, you know, a transformation of change from the lowest form to the highest form. So that happens every time. So now, then there is what is called in science the nitrogenous cycle. Now, the nitrogenous cycle, that is part and parcel of the symbiotic process. You know, let's say, so every time when a member of the animal kingdom dies, and then it is absorbed by the plants, and it is disintegrated, it is absorbed by the plants, and then it constitutes the basic tissue of certain microbes, of certain bacteria, I mean, certain advantageous bacteria, certain disadvantageous bacteria. That's part and part, this is involved in the nitrogenous cycle. So, it seems here, so Bua Zoholaha, this price is descriptive, to a certain extent, of the nitrogenous cycle and of the symbiotic process. So, there might be certain things that happen in the lifetime of the Zubwa. In the lifetime of the Zubwa. So, Ahashir Hashem Nasa Atali. Atali, Ahashir Hashem Nasa Alpo. But then, after their death, when they disintegrate, so their tissue becomes part of the substance of the thorn, and then of the thorn of certain kinds of destructive plants, and then ultimately it becomes part and parcel of the substance of certain detrimental parasitic organisms, and that's called chet. But bacteria that one cannot even see. All right. Now, Shikri Shalodom Lahashir Hashonim Nasinokos. I don't think that this is to be understood. This is to be understood literally. It is to be understood, I think, this is a remarkable way of expressing, of describing the depths of depravity and immorality into which a human being can sink. If he does not dedicate himself to the concept of gratitude. The Chiddush HaGemara says that the basic concept in moral behavior is gratitude. Avodas Hashem is completely grounded in gratitude. Why? Why? That is why the Rebbeinu. That's why we have to worship the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because our ancestors were taken out from Egyptian bondage. Yes. That's exactly the reason as to why we owe homage and we have to worship the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because, of course, because the Rebbeinu Shalom is the creator, but as Rabbeinu Halevi points out in the Kuzari, he doesn't say, Anicha Yishon Lekecho, Asher Barosh Yishamayim Boretz, but Asher Yitzchichom Eretz Yitzchayim. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom made us into human beings, free men. Free men, not only physically free. Physically free without spiritual freedom is nothing. But yeah, he made us potentially, spiritually free people. It's up to us to take advantage of that opportunity. So gratitude is the basis of Avodas Hashem, Chizkiyahu HaNavi said. So if a person does not dedicate himself to the concept of gratitude, then so how does it manifest itself? It will manifest itself in little ways. Certain people say, of course, we have to worship God, we have to be thankful to God. But does that mean God is interested in my verbal prayer? I can pray in my heart. You know, Rahman and Liverpool, this is the mimer that all the people who do not dedicate themselves to mitzvahs, so they'll say, we have a good heart here. Some of those people who pretend to have a good heart, so will not give $100 in order to save a human being, but still they have a good heart. They have a good heart. So if a person does not dedicate himself to the concept of gratitude, so it will manifest itself in small ways. In other words, he will not show gratitude to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say, what does the obligation, the chiyuv, the rabbanon, to make it bow at the time of maybe. What does it symbolize? It symbolizes, in other words, we have to demonstrate gratitude. Maybe manatala. So you have to make a gesture of gratitude. Now the person who doesn't is not carrying the maiden. It doesn't mean exactly not carrying the maiden. In other words, if he doesn't translate his gratitude to his Baruch Hu, be mice. He might say, of course I'm thankful, I don't have to verbalize, I don't have to demonstrate that. But if he doesn't do that, so little by little, he'll become morally depraved. He'll become immoral, and he'll sink more and more into the depths of the abyss, to such an extent that ultimately he'll become like a real snake. First, it manifests itself the ingratitude in not buying for maidens, but little by little, he'll show chutzpah towards the father, towards the mother. He'll talk back against the father and the mother, he'll complain to the father and mother, he'll talk back against teachers, and they'll treat teachers the way he treats little children, and he'll use vulgar language. It's a gradual process. It begins with little things, with the lack of demonstrated gratitude manifested by the symbolic act of bowing at maybe. But if he doesn't work, if he doesn't cultivate the need of gratitude, then he'll sink more and more into moral depravity, and ultimately he might sink so much he'll become a real snake. He'll try to destroy the other person. Destroy the other person. I mean, this is what was done to certain people, to certain media people. I mean, even when I think of what was done by certain media people to President Nixon, not that President Nixon was a big tzaddik, but President Nixon, Jews have to be grateful to President Nixon, because he did help out Israel in the time of the Nikita War. He helped him out a lot, and it wasn't due to the efforts of Kissinger. Kissinger, on the contrary, tried to minimize the help given by Nixon. Nixon would have helped much more if Kissinger had not tried to minimize it. And Jews did not show gratitude. Everybody was talking to him. All right, they lied. And other people don't lie. So certain media people especially played an important role in knocking him down, not for a constructive purpose, but just to destroy, to enjoy destroying a person. That's acting like a snake. When a person, because that's the Gemara in Tanis, that Rossi taught him, all the highest would say to the snake, all right, we derive pleasure from the harm we did to other living beings. But you didn't derive any benefit. So the snake is symbolic of doing wrong to a person without even deriving the benefit. That's why Chazal are so makpi. This is a tremendous avera. A person to boast, I'm so fine, the other fellow, he's a dog, he's an idiot, he's no good, I'm so fine. It's not nice to boast himself, but to pride himself in one's own greatness at the expense of lowering somebody else, that's the most terrible thing. And everything emanates from the fact that the person who doesn't dedicate himself to the concept of gratitude. This is what the Gemara says. All right.